Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 8th, and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 4 to 6. We are living stones being shaped for God's temple. We read in 1 Kings chapter 6, verses 1 and verse number 7 like this. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. And the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built. Like his father David, Solomon had an intense burden to erect a permanent dwelling place for Jehovah God in the land of Canaan, so that God could dwell among his people. The building of this temple by Solomon was the culmination of a long series of events that began with the deliverance out of Egypt. This temple was called a house, for it was the place where the holy God dwelt among his people. Once Solomon had established himself politically, he started constructing the temple by laying the foundations in his fourth year of reign, in 966 BC, exactly 480 years after the exodus of his ancestors from Egypt. This temple was built according to the plans that his father David had laid out before his death. However, the beauty of this temple construction was that all its parts were prefabricated. All the lumber and stone for the temple was finished at the quarry itself to the exact specifications, so that when brought to Jerusalem, the pieces could be fitted together without iron tools. The rock was pre-cut at the quarry for its proper fit in the temple building, so no tool was heard at the temple itself. This required a high degree of skill in measuring, cutting, and fitting the immense stones in place. Thus, the temple was erected silently, just as the living temple of God is being built today. God is building his holy temple today, and we are the living stones being shaped for God's temple. Solomon built his temple with gold, silver, and costly stones. And these are the same materials God wants in his church today. God does not dwell only in sanctuaries built by people, but in the people themselves. Let us understand that all our troubles we are facing today are part of the chiseling and shaping process that God is applying in our lives, so that we can fit perfectly for God's temple. God also prunes us so that we can bear more fruit for his kingdom. Let us submit ourselves in the hand of God so that he can cut us, shape us, and use us for his glory and as part of his eternal sanctuary. As we read in the Epistle of Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 to 22, the words of Apostle Paul, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit."